The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. On Monday night, Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney delivered his final State of the City address. VPM News' Barry Green Jr. has more.
During Mayor LeVar Stoney's final State of the City, he reflected on his time during 7 years as mayor, but also address shortcomings, hurdles, and learning experiences.
As the mayor of Richmond, it is my duty to try to bring new jobs and economic opportunity to Richmonders, to all Richmonders, which is why I supported projects in the past, such as Navy Hill and the casino, that unfortunately didn't work out. But folks, I had to try.
When he first took office in 2017, he wanted to leave Richmond ready to seize the future, a place where young people want to move in and raise their families.
I'm proud to share that we are repurposing the former football training camp under the leadership of the Parks and Recreation Department. We are taking back that space for the public and using it to support our children and families that call Richmond home.
Other initiatives included the commitment of keeping the Richmond Flying Squirrels in Richmond. Barry Green Jr., VPM News.
A group of Virginia delegates killed two bills aiming to establish statewide best practices for police technology. One of the bills would have had Department of Criminal Justice Services set up AI procedures for law enforcement. Another would have had the department set up a framework for the use of surveillance. The bills from Norfolk Democrat Jackie Glass wouldn't have set specific requirements on the use of tech. She addressed a House subcommittee responsible for tech and innovation on Wednesday morning.
This really is hopefully a starting point at how we look at 21st century policing, particularly with AI and machine learning.
Another bill setting regulations on the use of license plate readers moved forward. Fairfax Delegate Kathy Tran is sponsoring a bill to bring motorized all-terrain wheelchairs to state parks. According to the bill, the wheelchairs would have tank-like tracks that could travel up hills, through streams, over roots, and even clear fallen trees. Steve Levinson with the nonprofit Friends of Mason Neck State Park spoke in favor of the measure in a Wednesday subcommittee meeting.
On a personal note, my mother spent 15 years in an assisted living facility. And her greatest joy was to go outside and see the birds and the squirrels. It would have been wonderful to have been able to take advantage of this sort of technology.
If approved, the pilot program would provide all-terrain wheelchairs for 6 state parks and would mostly be funded by proceeds from state park license plate sales. The bill has received unanimous support so far. A Richmond resident has been charged in the illegal killing of the Hollywood Cemetery buck. 36-year-old Jason Walters has been charged with 19 wildlife violations in the city, including illegally killing 3 deer, according to a press release from the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources. Images of the Hollywood buck's distinctive, non-typical 29-point antlers spread across social media in December after the buck's death. State conservation police officers also recovered the Hollywood buck's antlers over the weekend via search warrant. Walters will next be in court on February 27th. Virginia has launched a centralized website for permits. The site is designed to increase transparency to Virginia's permitting process. Permits.virginia.gov will be bringing greater visibility to the regulatory and permitting processes, Governor Glenn Youngkin said in a press release. The website is a centralized platform that tracks the status and timeline for permits issued by the Department of Environmental Quality, Virginia Energy, and the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. Two local lawmakers submitted an amendment to the state's budget that would provide monthly rental assistance to some families with children. VPM News reporter Connor Scribner has the details.
The proposal would set aside $100 million over the next 2 fiscal years to help cover rent for 5,000 families with very low incomes. Delegate Carrie Coyner, one of the sponsors, said it's crucial for the state to address rising housing costs, especially for families with children. Nearly 30% of Virginia households are burdened by high housing costs.
The ensuing housing instability has a direct impact on academic achievement. It has a direct impact on mental health.
Research has shown that students who move frequently or unexpectedly often fall behind their peers in school. The program is only a pilot, meaning it would end after 2 years. And it only covers about 1% of what's needed to relieve the housing cost burden from all very low-income households in Virginia. In 2021, the legislature's research arm estimated that cost at $5 billion each year. Connor Scribner, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.